views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light, where you find inspiration for transformation. And yes, I am Dr. Susan Allison, and I'm so happy that you've joined me, either live or by listening to the archive show. And you know you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and listen to all my archive shows, which I think are a whopping 5 right now since I just started in this new network. And you can also go to my website to listen to my shows from another network. I did 55 shows somewhere else. And my website, it's brand new and I love it, is drsusanallison.com. So this has been quite a week for me, lots of ups and downs. And I'm wondering if you ever have those days or weeks when you're looking closely at your life and you want things to be different. I'm realizing I've been way too busy, and I'm craving time off. I would love a day when I stay in my jammies or paint or write in my journal, and I'd love to walk in a forest or on a beach, so I'm going to make that happen. Otherwise, I'm feeling overwhelmed, so I need some balance. I could also use some help at times like this when I don't know quite what to cut out and what to keep and how to create balance in my life. This is a day when I need Wendy Gale. Yes. And what do you know? She is here in the studio. Seriously, it really is perfect timing. Wendy doesn't have a crystal ball or a magic wand, but she has something even better. She has the ability to channel the Archangel Metatron, and together they can help us sort out our lives and make sense of things, which is, I really could use that today. Wendy's not only a channel, but she's a healer, psychic, and a teacher who studied healing for more than 2 decades. She began channeling in 1992 and has worked with many angels and guides over the years. Then in 2007, the Archangel Metatron came through, and she's been working with him ever since. Today, Wendy and Metatron work together to offer spiritual guidance and life path assistance to others. Wendy also offers classes to help people develop their own healing, psychic, and channeling abilities. Personally, I love she's passing on her knowledge to others, since this is what I do with my clients. I teach them to be their own healers, their own shamans and gurus, and to follow their own powerful inner teacher. And this is what Wendy does as well. So I've had my own sessions with Wendy Gale, and I did them in person, so I was actually able to see how she turns inward in a meditative state and connects with the Archangel Metatron. I remember sitting there and looking at her and just being amazed because her facial expressions change, her voice changes as Metatron speaks through her, which I thought was really amazing. This reading that she did for me, the most recent one, was really accurate as well. It was during a time when my husband was very ill and was approaching his transition, but I really wasn't able to face that at that time. And through Wendy, Metatron said these words, which I'll never forget. Tom is kicking down the door first, so you can pass through more easily. The two of you have traded off over many lifetimes. Sometimes you have gone first, and sometimes Tom. Now it's his turn. I can remember crying when Metatron said this through Wendy, because I hadn't wanted to realize that time was short. And my husband did pass away in August of 2013. Recently, I was told by a psychic that he is in the heavenly realm working on our behalf and for our future, when we will be together again. So that has me sort of choked up right now, but it also is really comforting. Today on the show, Wendy will answer questions and do short readings for anyone who calls in. I want to give you the number, although you probably have it. It is 800-930-2819. You can also email me with a question during the show. I have my email up and open for you to do that. And it's doctor, which is dr, drsusanallison@gmail.com. You can also see more about Wendy if you want to do this during the show at www.angelemerging.com. And I have to say that I have 7 or 8 emails from people already asking questions, so we may or may not be able to take too many by phone. So I would, at this time, like to welcome Wendy. Hi.
Glad to have you back. Hi, Susan. Hi, it's wonderful to be here with you today. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're so welcome. And this is the second time I've had Wendy on my show. I had her on a different show, and it was incredible. So, you know, I really would love to start not at the very, very beginning in 1992. I'd like to start in 2007, if that's okay with you. And to ask about Metatron, like how Metatron came in, who Metatron is, for people who are listening who don't know about the Archangel Metatron. So how did you connect with him, and what's your relationship been with him ever since?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The relationship has been amazing. What had occurred for me is that I had been working with other energies, angels, consciousness, and in my third eye, in my mind's eye, I kept seeing another gigantic energy kind of standing far away, and it kept moving closer, closer, closer. And I started to feel the new energies and the new consciousness. And with the help of my mentor, I began to tap in and connect with Archangel Metatron. And at first it was, you know, at first it just seemed like another energy that was going to be, you know, helpful to me. And it really transformed into something special. We have a relationship in which we talk to each other constantly. I know that he always has my back. I trust the information that he brings me, and it has transformed my life. It has brought me to the place on my journey where I truly feel that I'm walking my path and living my dream. It's been extraordinary.
Wonderful. You know, tell people who the Archangel Metatron is. I mean, I've done some research on Metatron in terms of, was he Elijah? Wasn't he supposed to be the man who walked with God and so on? Can you say something about that?
Yeah, there's lots of information about who he was and what he represented. And he was, you know, supposedly here upon the planet and then, you know, transcended into heaven. The way he describes it to me is that he was the first thing created by Source, as Source began to create duality. And because he is the sacred geometry of all things, you know, he is in everything, in us, in everything that has been created. And he is also, right, one of the strongest archangels. And he is sitting at the right hand of Source, is what he says. So,
wow.
Pardon me. Yes, he has many different roles and many different positions that he holds. So, I know him as a teacher, as a friend, as a guide with amazing humor and compassion. So for me, he's very, very dear, very close. And what I know is that he comes through each of us who channel him, because there are many that channel his consciousness, his energy. He comes through differently, working through each of us as per agreement, and bring something special through each and every one of his channels. So I'm honored to be able to work with him on a daily basis.
Yeah, I witnessed his humor firsthand when he said Tom was kicking down the door in heaven. I mean, that's how he said it. Not Tom was knock, you know, like the biblical quotes about knocking on the door. No, he said, because this is typical of Tom's personality, too. He was so much bigger than life. And Metatron said, Tom is kicking down that door to make it easier for you. And I came home and told Tom that. And Tom said, what if I don't want to be the one kicking down the door this time? I want it to be you. I don't want to go first this time in this lifetime. So it was, so Metatron's humor sort of helped us talk about an issue that was very, very challenging and difficult, which was his potential transition from this lifetime. So Metatron has a way of saying things that kind of lighten us up, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's interesting in that, you know, someone will ask a question, and he kind of moves in behind the question that's been asked, and he answers the question behind the question. It's kind of a unique way that he presents information for people.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, we already have a caller, and I have at least 7 or 8 emails here. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Wendy Gale is going to be channeling Metatron for anybody who has written or is calling. And it's exciting. The proof is in the pudding. We're going to watch her work, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to We Carry the Light, the show that offers inspiration for transformation. We're here today with psychic, channel, visionary, healer, teacher, Wendy Gale. I could go on and on. So during the break, Wendy has been going into trance, going into a meditative state and connecting with Metatron because we have a caller on the line and about eight other people who are waiting to talk to Metatron. So we have Peggy from Central California on the line. Are you there, Peggy?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. And do you have a question for Metatron?
Yeah, I've been working on a book now for several years, and I'm just wondering if that's going to come to fruition.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I do see the book coming to fruition. And one of the challenging things is that this one seems harder, right? And part of the message that is coming through is that there needs to be a little extra space for some play, for some lightness in your life right now, because the seriousness, the nature of trying to bring through this amazing writing right now is kind of keeping you from playing too much. And so they're saying play a little bit more, things are going to flow a little bit easier. They're also talking about your ritual of writing and asking you to shake it up a bit. Shake it up a bit. Expand your ritual. Change it up. Take your writing to other places, and to allow the influence of those places and the messages and magic that go with those places to fill you. And then the book. It is done, beloved one. It almost writes itself. It is complete. All you need to do is, you know, put pen to paper. All right?
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
You.
How is that for you, Peggy?
Yeah, I like that idea of taking the work to other places. I hadn't really thought about that. So I'm gonna think about going out and writing in other areas for sure.
Wonderful. And also, Peggy, you can listen to the archive show and then really download every word that Metatron said to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
We have an email from LG from Central California, Santa Cruz County. I'm having difficulty narrowing down and pegging my vision and purpose in this life. I need to find passion and use my purpose and gifts to be fulfilled. I want to find a way to create work that's fulfilling and profitable using my purpose.
Indeed. This is the journey of the light worker, right? Each and every individual that has awakened to this path, this is the journey to discovering the passion and the dream. And what I will say to you, beloved one, is there's no wrong choice. Don't get caught up in the myriad of things that are possible, because it is all possible for you. What is happening is that there is so much that you would like to do that you are having a hard time choosing one place to begin. And so I'm going to ask you to find out where your passion lives in this moment, where is it juiciest for you, and step in that direction. That does not mean that you're not going to be doing all of these other things as well, but it is like opening a door to allow spirit and guidance to then take you on the journey of you know, creating your passion here upon the physical plane, assisting others, and then becoming abundant through your work, right? And the abundance comes after you make the decision to step out and, you know, and go. So, you know, please, as quickly as you can, find in your heart what is calling to you in this moment, and do that, and follow it moment by moment by moment, and the path will open before you. All right?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Metatron and Wendy. We have another email from BWH from Southern California. My father has passed away, and I want to know if my dad has any advice for me as I approach the end of college. Does he approve of my decisions thus far?
All right. So let me begin by saying that, you know, your father stands close, right, and is always in observance, and I know that you can feel this. I know that you have the understanding of having him around, and, you know, I encourage you to speak out loud, carry on conversation, because a lot of the things that you're questioning within yourself, he will be happy to give you, you know, answers back as well. So, yes, indeed. And what your father knows is that you have your own path, your own journey to walk. And because he is in that other place with a greater perspective than he had while he was present here in the physical plane, he has a greater understanding of how your life is going to move forward. And he supports your journey. And his love is unfailing. Right? Unfailing. So, whenever you question if it is something that he would approve of, then kindly, you know, check in at the heart level and ask him out loud and see what you feel inside. But ultimately, what he is saying is that it's more important for you to be passionate about what you're doing and move forward, you know, in your life, than it is to make sure that he is in approval, right? He wishes you to have great self-understanding, self-esteem, know your value, because he knows how special you are, and wishes that you will unveil that aspect of you in the world. Right?
Beautiful, beautiful. I think we have time for one more, Metatron, before the break. And Wendy,
right.
this is from ACM, who's in Eastern California, who writes, am I in the right place in my personal life? Lately, I have the nagging feeling I'm missing something. I keep having a dream. I've lost a child, and I think it could be me.
Ah, indeed. All right. So let me begin by saying that wherever you are in your life upon the path, you are in the exact place that you are meant to be in the moment. And if you will take a little bit of time and evaluate the lessons and the blessings in your life in this moment, then you are going to be ready to step forward, to make some changes, to begin to dream, because that is a little bit of what is missing right now, is your dream. You have had dreams in your life, for your life, and somewhere along the way, right, they seem to turn to something else or to disintegrate. So kindly spend some time rediscovering your dreams. What do you want for your life? What do you want it to look like, to feel like? What do you want to do? How do you choose to be in service upon this planet? And begin to dream your dreams again, because that is what you are searching for. And then begin to understand that you have all of the help that you need in the form of your guides and your angels who stand close to you, and they will begin to assist you to open doors and to begin to make manifest all of those beautiful dreams in your life. So dream it up. Dream it up, and don't let any barriers get in your way, because dreams have no boundaries, beloved one. So find your dreams, and the path will begin to open before you.
Very beautiful. Wonderful. I think we're going to take a break now and give Metatron and Wendy some respite, and we will be right back after the break with more emails and people's questions of Archangel Metatron. We'll be right back.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light, and I am Dr. Susan Allison, your host, and I'm here today with Wendy Gale, who is a channel, psychic, healer, and teacher, who is channeling Metatron for all these people who have emailed me and called. And so we're back, Wendy, we're back, Metatron, and I'm sorry that we got interrupted. Metatron was saying something to me personally about my husband's transition, my husband who passed away in 2013. And Metatron, if you want to finish your sentence, I would appreciate it.
Indeed. I am just reminding you that you can create the kind of connection that you need, that you want, and that if you need me, please do not hesitate to call upon me. I am in service to you, beloved one.
Thank you. I will. I will contact you through Wendy. Thank you, Metatron.
Indeed.
So we have another. I have several more, but we have someone else who whose initials are ALT from Central California. And the question he writes is, should I go into a new venture to build my own restaurant? And how do I get the extra capital I need to do so?
All right. So any new venture, my friend, must include passion. And the passion comes before the creation of anything else. And so, you know, there are some hesitations that I can feel. Of course, the finances, number one. And then the, you know, always the fear, if I do this, if I put all my sweat equity into this, will it be successful? And, you know, these are things that you will come to your own understanding, because it is a process that you must work through on your own. What I can tell you is that I believe that anything that you choose to do from your heart through your passion will be successful. The finances, right, at this time are another question. And there are a number of alternative ways these days to get the funding that you need. There are always those that are looking for opportunities for investment. And then there is always what is that on the computer that the fund, one moment please while I check the memory bank. GoFundMe, right? GoFundMe. And people can put out what it is they need, and people can be called to participate. Bank loan does not look like it is going to be a viable option for your venture. So going with a venture capitalist or family that wants to join in and support you, and by family, I mean not only, you know, family, but extended family. And, you know, this is all part of the process of building your business, right? Have a solid plan. Have a solid idea of where you're going to go. And then, you know, give it up to God and your angels, and allow yourself to be guided. Hear the input, hear the guidance outside of your own good mind, right? Follow your gut instincts, because this is how they will speak to you, so that any of the pitfalls that might exist can be, you know, stepped over easily, because you are calling upon all of the resources at your fingertips, all right?
Wonderful. Thank you. We also have a message from JR from Central California, who is a writer who asks, will the memoir that I am writing help families affected by incarceration, by being imprisoned?
All right. The great thing to understand is that as you put your story down on paper, you are healing your life. And as you heal your life, you become that beacon for others that have been experiencing the same type of pain that you have experienced. And so, yes, indeed. And it won't only be from the writing, beloved one. It looks as if you will be stepping out to speak. You will be, you know, going to different places to share your story and to help people know what is possible. What are their resources? How can they heal from this, you know, tragedy in their lives? Through all of this, your story changes, right? It goes from being one of sadness and you know, frustration and anger and all of those things to being one of light, because you are bringing light to something that has not had much of a light shined upon it as of yet. So we encourage you. We encourage you to keep stepping forward, tell your story, keep moving out into the world and sharing with everyone that you can, beloved one.
Mm. Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you, Metatron. So we have S.K. from California who writes, I want to know what I should do about my relationship with my lover. What action do I need to take? And what about my future career?
All right. So let's begin with the lover, shall we? Right?
Yes.
Now, the truth of the matter is, my friend, that you already know. You have an understanding deep inside of you as to what you need and what you want. You have not drummed up the courage to do what it is that you know needs to be done. I would say to you to be a little bit selfish in the best way possible, putting your needs first for a little bit, because you are one that puts the needs of others first much of the time. Be clear on what you need, what you want your life to look like. If it is impossible to create that in the relationship where you are in this moment, then you know in your heart what it is already that must be done. Then the job, right? That was kind of just an added on, right? A tacked on. Work is a respite, right? A respite from relationship in many ways. And you are able to pour your energy into work in a way that you have not been able to do in relationship for, you know, all of those reasons. And you know what they are. And so what I say to you is that you are an asset. You are an asset. And anyone who takes you, you know, on, who invites you in to be part of, you know, their company, to be part of a business, is blessed to have you. And if you will continue to remember that you are an asset, then you will move in new ventures in such a way that you will have more confidence and, you know, have a greater understanding of your value and your worth. I hope this assists you, beloved one.
Mm-hmm. Great answer. We have one more, and then I want to focus on more practical things about Wendy. But our last one is from BD, who's in Central California, who writes, will I move out of my current job where I own my own business into a different one? And will I meet a man in my life?
All right.
All these
so here we go. This one is turned around the other way, right? The great longing, right, is for freedom. And it is interesting that thinking that in your own business, right, having your own business, you would find that freedom. In this moment, not so much. And so the job, the business, right, has been your baby. Well, this has been your baby, and it is hard to let go of, but it is not giving you what you need in a manner of speaking on a number of different levels, right? And so what I see is that you have the ability, to create a new venture if you so choose to do so. All right? It is not necessarily mandatory that you step into a job, job, right? But if you take a little time and remember your dreams, you can recreate things for yourself, right? This baby that you have built can be given to another if you so choose. Now, the relationship, that longing, right? That longing for love, to love and to be loved, right? It feels almost impossible in this business where you are right now. And I would like you to know that it is possible, right? It is possible. And I'm going to ask you to expand your bandwidth just a bit. Make sure that you are getting out into the world in situations where you will, be able to meet people. And it's okay if you choose to go online to look at what is available there. Use your discernment, right? I will say to you that by September, October of this year, it looks like a very strong individual will step into your life and begin to awaken things within you that have been dormant or kind of sleeping for a while. So your relationship is coming, and it does look closer to the fall. All right, beloved one?
Wonderful. That's good news. Thank you, Metatron. Mm-hmm. And I want to give, thank you so much. I'm going to give you a break here and stop. And Wendy, taking some breath or whatever you need to do, and thanking Metatron for showing up and offering such incredible wisdom. Thank you so much, Metatron.
Indeed. Namaste.
Namaste. And then bringing Wendy back whenever she can come back to us. Yeah. Hey, Wendy. Hi, welcome back. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wiggling my toes to get back fully present.
Yes, get grounded, Wendy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Back on planet Earth, terra firma. Mm-hmm. So that was really incredible. And gosh, 8 people, 9 people got so much wisdom. And I want to remind all of you, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and listen to your message from Metatron more fully to the archive show. And those of you who are missing part of this show, you can also do the same. So, Wendy, I'd love for you to say something now about your business, about what you do, what you offer, and how people, let's start with how people can contact you.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I am currently beginning a women's circle that will begin to be facilitated monthly in March. It's a free circle for women to come and share wisdom and share support. It's going to be happening in Campbell, California. That information will be up on my website in the next couple of days. I'm also going to be teaching a beginning channeling class in April. And this is the class that everybody always gets so excited about in learning how to connect with their guides and their angels to have communication and connection. The class is going to be taking place on April the 10th through the 12th, Friday evening, all day Saturday and Sunday. I'm also going to be taking a group of people to Maui in the fall, and we're going to be doing a sacred retreat. I have 2 other beautiful friends, Connie Viveros and Sarah Nice, that I work with for retreats, and we make them spectacular. So I hope that you will visit my website, angelemerging.com, and get some of the information.
And you can always find out about my free things. I do free monthly meditations online and in person in Cupertino. And so I hope that you will decide to join us.
I hope so. And so can people contact you for a personal session by going to your website?
Yes, or you can contact me by going to wendy@angelemerging.com. And that's my email.
Wonderful.
And I would be happy to connect with you. I love to do readings. It's my favorite.
I'm so glad, because I'm going to take you up on it as well. So, you know, I remember asking you this last time you were on my show, but I think it's such an important question. You know, you often have said that, you know, channeling, the ability to channel, is our birthright.
Yeah.
And that we can be clairvoyant, clairaudient, and the channels, we have that ability as our birthright. Can you say just something briefly about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all channel every day, and there's so many different types of channeling. Those of you who create beautiful art, those of you who create music, those of you who are following your intuition, this is all forms of channeling. And we were created that way, right? We are like divine tuning forks open to the vibrations and to the wisdom of the higher realms. And I believe that one of the greatest tools that we have in bridging that gap, let's say, is the tool of relationship. And so I always encourage people to make relationship with their guides and their angels, and it will help you in any type of endeavor that you're moving through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how
do people do that? Since some of us need more specifics.
Okay.
So you say we should connect with our guides.
Right.
So maybe give us a couple hints.
Okay. So one of the things that I teach baby channels, so that, you know, people that are just beginning, I have my students speak out loud to their guidance, begin to treat them like an individual in their space, treat them like an honored guest, take them with you to the grocery store, let them know how you're feeling, ask questions. When you ask a question, then be quiet for a moment and listen for that whisper of an answer internally, or a feeling, or an image, a picture. This is how you begin to make relationship with your guidance. The more that you do this, the stronger the relationship gets, the easier it is to connect with your guides, angels. And even, you know, even for many of you, you have the ability to connect with those who have passed, who have crossed over in the same manner.
Yeah, Metatron, Metatron told the one person that who emailed me to speak out loud to his dad.
Oh,
and
okay.
And that he would get, because I know you don't remember your channeling, but Metatron said for him to speak out loud to his dad, and this is what I'm doing. I'd love your input. I'd love your guidance, and that he will get answers in that way. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. And I will remind people that sometimes, you know, as you're doing this, you wonder if it's you answering your own question or if it's guidance answering your question. And at the beginning, it sounds suspiciously like your own voice answering a question. And that's okay. It's okay. Just go ahead and continue to pay attention, because usually what will happen is that little voice that you think is your voice will have a different feeling to it, or speak just a little bit differently, so that you can begin to navigate what's your voice or your ego, right? And then the voice of spirit, angels, guidance. So don't get frustrated.
Yeah.
Just continue.
Yeah. Yeah, so it takes practice. Yeah, and what you said sounds like it's almost after you have a guide, but do people do the same thing to get their guide for the first time? Just
absolutely.
Ask for an angel or guide to come through?
Right, and you don't even have to know the name of your guide or your angel. All you have to understand is that they're there, that they would love to communicate with you, and as soon as you begin to talk to them, you're going to notice an immediate connection. It may take a while for a name to come forward because, you know, it's hard, and the brain wants to get in there and say, okay, what's the name? Who are you? And sometimes that takes a little bit of time. So don't worry. Just make sure that when you're connecting, that you're connecting at the place for your highest good. And you can ask for that so that you make sure that you're bringing in, you know, beautiful, high vibrational energy of your guides, because we don't want any, you know, energetic dust bunnies in your space. And you will be amazed at how a simple exercise can be so potent.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I had a spiritual teacher who put it this way, that you only invite in beings who love you. And that is through shamanic work, that when you, when you go to, you know, the different shamanic worlds, the lower world, the middle world, the upper world, and you walk in, you ask for only beings who love you to show up. I've never had anyone come who didn't love me. And right. So I think that's a nice way to put it, in terms of it creates protection, and it creates the highest vibration, where you're inviting love in and nothing else.
That's beautiful. I like that. I may have to steal that.
You can borrow it. You can have it.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
It.
You can adopt it.
Yes.
It's for everyone. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And so, so it just takes practice. And I've been in a place where I ask who someone is, and sometimes they tell me, and sometimes it takes some time. I once asked Lao Tzu, who showed up in my shamanic garden, who are you and why are you here, kind of arrogantly. And he said, I'm Lao Tzu and I'm your gardener. And what I found out was that I was his project. He was pruning me and making me into a more beautiful bush, you know, of a person.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but I was him. Very humbled when I researched him. So I became very humble knowing that he was there in my garden. It was beautiful. So anyway, I loved having you on the show, Wendy. It was great once again. And of course, I'll invite you back.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed my time with everyone today.
Okay, good. And say your website and your email one more time.
Okay, my email is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, at angelemerging.com. And my website is www.angelemerging.com.
Wonderful. And thanks so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
And thank you, all of you incredible listeners, for being here and for showing up in your life so beautifully. Next week, we welcome Cheryl Glick, who's a Reiki master, author, teacher, and radio host, who'll talk about her new book and how to heal from within. Until then, remember that you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.